January 17, 2021. Second Sunday of Ordinary Time, Year B. St. Paul reminds us in his first letter to the Corinthians 1 Cor 6:13-15a, 17-20. Today's second reading to glorify God in our bodies while emphasized that we are members of God's family, hence it is our duty to live out the gospel of Christ and be true disciples of His in our world today. This call or reminder to live out the gospel of Christ and be true disciples of His is of great importance to every Catholic Christian, since it is an authentic demand of true discipleship. So why are we not doing so today if we bear the name Christian? And how can we faithfully live out the gospel of Christ and be His true disciples in the world today? Our first reading from the first book of Samuel 1 Samuel 3:3b-10:19 tells us how to live out the gospel of Christ and be His true disciples with the story of the call of Samuel. The story of the call of Samuel informs us that the first step to being true disciples of Christ and living out His gospel is by being open to listen to God speaking to us like Samuel did when he was called by God. My dear friend in Christ, have you heard the voice of God calling you like Samuel? Do you even prepare yourself well to hear His voice when He calls on you, or have you abandoned Him and only reach out to Him in your time of need or when you are in a predicament? Or have you allowed the hustle and bustle of life and the distractions of the world take control of your life and made you abandon God? So after listening to God and hearing His voice, it is your duty to follow Him and let Him be part of your life by staying with Him like the disciples did in today's gospel reading from the Gospel of St. John 1:35-42. So if you have heard the voice of God, have you carefully and wholeheartedly listened to His message to you? If you have listened to His message to you, have you truly and sincerely accepted His message to you? Are you willing and ready to welcome Him into your life and allow Him dwell with and in you so that you can bear good fruit? My brothers and sisters, as we have been reminded by today's readings of the need to live out the gospel of Christ and be His true disciples, let us pray for God's grace to listen sincerely, diligently, and wholeheartedly to God's voice. Secondly, let us truly and sincerely accept the Word of God and His message to us. Thirdly, let us work hard in our daily lives by practicing our faith and living out the gospel of Christ we have received. Amen. For more, visit us at www.revfico.com. Remain Godful and stay blessed.